Good evening. Good to see all of you here. Glad to have visitors with us tonight. I hope that you enjoy yourself here at Lock Haven Baptist Church. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We are going to look at Matthew 10, Matthew chapter 10, and continue our studies as we begun last Wednesday night on the apostles. Matthew chapter 10, had a good time over in the youth zone with the teenagers. It looked like we had a good crowd with the elementary Bible club. Be in prayer for all those that are traveling or out, sick, not can't be here, working, wherever they're at. If they're home watching TV right now, may God strike their TV. Unless they're sick. All right, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. It is good to have visitors with us tonight. We're going to spend a little time in the Word of God and then have a short business meeting here at the end. So if you listen fast, I promise to speak slow. Matthew 10, 1. The Bible says, "And when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew's brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Verse 3, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go to the way of the Gentiles and unto the city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not, but go gather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. So I kind of split this one up last week a little bit. This is verse 1, we looked at the disciples. Remember what a disciple was. A disciple is a learner. Is a learner. You notice there in verse 1, and when he called unto them his 12 disciples. And then in verse 2, he says, Now the names of the 12 apostles. Now these are the same group of people, but the application can apply to us today. Certainly of a disciple. So we should be learners. The Bible teaches us that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but you know, we are. Of the scriptures, we put into action in our life. We're not just to be hearers only, we're to be doers of the word. We're not to get all the knowledge that we can get and can it in our bodies and just hold it to ourselves. We learn so that we can share that knowledge and wisdom with others. We are therefore examples by faith and action and the things that we have learned. So this is the same group. There's 12 disciples, and he named them disciples and apostles here. Now, the office of apostle is dead. It no longer exists as what we will look and see in Scripture today. It does not exist. But an apostle is a sent one. Remember last week I told you, to be a one that is God's going to send, you must be a learner. Doesn't do a bit of good to send you somewhere if you have not learned of the Scripture, learned of the Word of God. Even in the pastorate, God makes the qualifications. We be very careful not to send forth a novice. For the reason is, you know, because there's a lot of things you have to learn before you can actually put into practice that of the office of pastor. You know, so we've got to be very careful with that. So the definition of apostle, sent one, a messenger, one that goes out, it's chosen by God, and the disciple is a learner. Jesus first called them the 12 disciples. Verse 2, he called them 12 apostles. Now, they are the same in one. Don't get it mixed up there. And don't think that I'm telling you that you can go out and be an apostle tomorrow. You can be sent. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's our job. That's our business there. But there's special qualifications for the apostles that God chose. If you would, go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, you'll see the qualifications laid out in the Word of God. Acts chapter number 1. Verse 12. Now at this point, Judas Iscariot has hung himself. He's no longer with the apostles, so there are 11 now. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. You'll see the qualifications as it is laid out here. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Here we go. Then returned they unto Jerusalem, unto Mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath-day's journey. And when they were coming, they went up into the upper room, where both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord, prayer, supplication, with the women, Mary, mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Verse 15, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of disciples. There it goes again, disciples. Remember, the reason this is coming, it keeps bringing up disciples, is because we never quit learning. Amen. Never quit learning. We're always learning. So he says, name in the midst of the disciples. And he said, the number and names together were about 120. So now all of those that are gathered there, at this time, there's 120 of them, and he calls all them the disciples there because they're learners. Verse 16, men and brethren, the scriptures must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had it obtained part of this ministry. Verse 18, now the man purchased a field with a reward of iniquity, falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto the dwellers at Jerusalem, and so much as the field is called in the proper tongue, a chelma, that is to say, the field of blood. Verse 20, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men have we company with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and among us, beginning from the baptism of John. So here the qualifications are being laid out. Beginning from the baptism of John, unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. So one of the qualifications would be from the baptism of John, a witness of the resurrection of Christ. As you read on, and they appointed to Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of the ministry of the apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, and he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So the qualification was he had to be a witness of the resurrection of Christ, followed around with them from the baptism of John. There, and he had to be chosen directly by God. You say, well, Pastor, they cast some lots out there. Yes, I know that, but if you would, go back to Proverbs 16:33. Proverbs 16:33. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 33. The Bible says there in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 33, the lot is cast into the left, but what does it say? But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. You remember verse number 24, back in Acts chapter 1, verse 24. And they prayed. They sought the face of God. And they turned to God, said, God, you show. So they cast forth their lots. And lots was used a lot of times in the Old Testament. Throughout Scripture, you can find many times in 2 Chronicles 33:6, 2 Kings 17:7, Micah 5:12. You find where there was lots used many different times. Now, today, in the day which we live in, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God inside of us, God uses the Holy Spirit of God to guide, direct. He uses Scripture to give us counsel and counsel of other believers. And the Holy Spirit of God helps us make decisions along the way. Look over in John chapter 14, the Gospel of John, chapter number 14. John chapter 14 and verse number 26, the Bible says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, from the Father will send my name, and he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The job of the Holy Spirit of God is to guide, teach, and direct, and to present Christ Jesus before all mankind and bring an appetite and hunger and a thirst for the things of God. And we need to be careful that we do not quench the Holy Spirit of God. We all need direction. We all need guidance and things that we should do and things that we should be involved in. But let me say this to you, dear friend. God is a spirit. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Spirit of God will never go against the Scripture. Scripture will never guide us in a way that is different than what the Holy Spirit of God is doing. They work hand in hand. And God uses them both and gets us going in the right direction. So if you feel for some reason or something that God has a direction for you and wants something directly for your life and wants you to be involved in something, dear friend, check it out with Scripture. If it's contrary to the direction that Scripture would have you go, then that is something that only you it's an appetite that you have. It's a direction that you want. Make sure whatever you want to do has scriptural backing and background to it so that you can stay in line with God, because this is the mind of God. The Word of God is the mind of God, and we need to follow that. So the qualifications of God's apostles here, as He chose a replacement there in Acts chapter 1, they had to be a witness and fellowship with them from the baptism of John, witness of the resurrection of Christ, follower, disciple of Christ, and chosen directly by God. And that's the qualifications of an apostle. Now, God granted them some unusual powers, as we read there. And you go over and you look in Mark chapter 3 and verse 14, if you desire later on. He gave them ability to heal, to cast out demons, things of that nature. During Jesus' ministry, He commissioned His 12 disciples, and not only His 12, in Luke chapter number 10, verse 1 through 4, and 14 through 22, He sent out 72 others over in that Scripture. So Jesus sent out more, but we're dealing with the 12 apostles. So others went, the others were sent. Now, there were some duties that the apostles had. Now, the duties were very simply laid down in Scripture. They must be a witness. Why would that be so? Because Acts chapter 1, verse 8, He, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be a witness unto me. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, the Bible tells us that they must go about preaching the gospel. What does it say? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. They're sent out to be a witness. They have to be found faithful in the area of witnessing for Christ. Now, this can apply to you and I today. I'm going to ask you, are you found faithful to be a witness? Well, I'm not an apostle. I'm not asking you an apostle. I'm asking you, are you being obedient to Scripture? It's amazing how folks, I find folks want to have some special revelation from God, some special job for only them, but they're not willing to do the absolute bare minimum that's found written in the Word of God for every Christian. I can tell you this honestly, dear friend, it's times in my life whenever I have not been found faithful to do that which I know to do, which is black and white right there in the Word of God. And I was seeking off, Lord, would you want me to go here? You want me to do this? You want me to be a missionary? You want me to be an evangelist? Lord, what do you want to do? And I was getting no answer. It was like the sounding brass and the tinkling cymbal that was just, you know, my prayers was going nowhere. And the Holy Spirit of God was telling me in the back of my heart, in the back of my mind, says, how can I reveal to you a direct revelation of job that I have desire from you when you are omitting to do that which I have already committed for every Christian to be found faithful doing? So, if you feel that God's not hearing your prayers and you think God wants you to be doing something else over here, over there, somewhere else, make sure you are being found faithful. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful to that which is even the least. Because if you're not faithful with the least, how in the world is he going to commit the greatest of things to you? So you got to be a witness. You got to have authentic doctrine. Look over in 1 John real quick, verses 4. You gotta know Scripture. If God's going to send you out and send you to do a job and to do something that takes some standing on your own. As history records, all of the apostles, all of them, drunk of the same cup the Lord did, which is martyrdom. And Jesus prophesied it. He said, you're going to be baptized like you're going to drink of the same cup that I am, but sitting on my right, sitting on my left, that's none of my business. That's left up to God. So as history goes, so dear friend, when God chooses you to do something special, you've got to be able to stand on your own. On your own. 1 John chapter 4. Some of us are too much like Lot. We're parasite Christians. As long as mom and dad's around, we do right. As long as the deacon's around, we do right. As long as the song leader's in the choir, we do right. We got to do right on our own. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. The Bible says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is God, is of God. Verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. That ought to eliminate a bunch of stuff some of us are reading. Amen. Some of that should eliminate some of that TBN y'all watching around. Okay, let's move on. Where was that, Brother Ray? Verse 3. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is. It's in the world. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we are the spirit of truth. And hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Are you able to discern? Do you know what you believe? See, if you're going to be sent, you've got to be a faithful witness, and you've got to know what you believe. You've got to have some discernment. I don't know about nowadays. We got several folks that work around the banks here today, so I'd have to ask them later because I don't work at a bank. I don't even like going over there. It depresses me. How in the world you can put in money and they give you 0.5% in interest, but if you borrow money, they want 17% back. That's just robbery. But I'm thankful for y'all working there. Keep working. I just don't understand it. I get myself in trouble, some of my members here. Keep working. Praise God, at least you're working. Maybe you can help me out with that. So you got to have, but used to, they let them feel they let them feel real money. They just feel it, real money. And then when a fake counterfeit would slip in there, hey, it felt different. Oh, do they still do that, you guys working at the bank? Or y'all just got ink pens now? Nope. What I'm saying is, dear friend, you've got to know doctrine, know truth. So whenever some false doctrine slips in, hey, red flag goes up. Maybe that ain't right. Sounded good, but that ain't. Let me check that out with Scripture. Oh, that's a little bit off there. That is duty. That was the duties of the apostles. They went about. You remember Apostle Paul said this in Ephesians. Said, if I preach anything other than Christ, I am accursed. He said, if an angel shows up and preaches anything other than the Christ, which we know, he is accursed. We've got to know doctrine. You got to be able to. Why was it so important for the apostles to know doctrine? He said, first in the church, apostles. That's why. They had to keep it in line, keep it in order. And dear friend, not only do you have to be faithful in your witness, you got to have discernment, but also the apostle had to remain loyal to God. Had to be some loyalty. You remember as Apostle Paul traveled around here, there, and yonder. I mean, he went all over the place, and he mentioned some guys here, mentioned some guys there. Next thing you know, Demas. Oh, Lord, you're trying to mix up all kinds. He was saved on Damascus Road, and I put Demas in there. Demicus, whatever that was. Demas hath forsaken me. He wasn't loyal. He said, because he loved this present world. You got to have some loyalty. And some loyalty. And that applies to us. We can learn from those things. We can be a great witness. We look at the apostles and we study them. They were good witnesses. They understood doctrine. They stood faithful to doctrine. And then they were loyal to God. So that was the duties there. That was the duties. And so apostles must be good witnesses. They must test doctrine. They must remain loyal to God. They had to be around during the baptism of John, that saw the resurrection of Christ, and all of that goes on. And so that's where we're at. And so in Matthew chapter 10, as you see there, the 12 disciples, 12 apostles, there was a transition. They were learners, and they learned, and then he was able to send them. And that's how we are. We've got to be very careful as a church that we follow through with discipling, teaching, before we put somebody in a place of authority there. So that is there. Next week, I believe, we'll look at Andrew. We'll start out with Andrew. Have a motion to enter in this business meeting. Won't take us long. Real quick.